Writers on the Journey. In the literature of the origins, it was the sea, the so-called the way of the whale in one of the evocative images of the Kennings, to inspire the imagination of the first Anglo-Saxon writers, like the anonymous author of The Seafarer. It was then the figure of the wandering knight to take on a dominant role during the Middle Ages. Chaucer's Canterbury Tales deal with a particular kind of journey, the devotional pilgrimage, and among the travellers there are a knight and the poet himself. The idea of the journey, linked to faith and interiority, pervades John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress, an allegorical story of Christian spiritual quest, whose fervour and imagination ensured its great popularity during the Puritan age. Travelling became a common experience in 18th century society because of the expansion of trade and the rise of a new, more enterprising middle class. The literature of the age reflected the restlessness of the bourgeois man driven by his desire to improve his social standing and to conquer new worlds. Daniel Defoe's heroes, Robinson Crusoe and Moll Flanders, are the most typical representatives of this tendency, just as are the rogues of picaresque literature, including Henry Fielding's Tom Jones and Mark Twain's Huckleberry Finn. The interest in the exotic and strange led to the Romantic Age, to the production of travel reports and diaries that were the results of cultural tours, such as Lord Byron's Childe Harold's Pilgrimage, which described the poet's journey to Portugal, Spain, and the Balkans. Coleridge's The Rime of the Ancient Mariner exemplifies the use of the sea voyage as an allegory of life, a moral parable, the progression from the original sin to the salvation of the soul. In the same period, American frontier literature celebrated the conquest of the West by the pioneers. James Fenimore Cooper in The Last of the Mohicans portrayed the American landscape with its forests and perils and the conflict between the values of civilization and wilderness. The fascination with the exotic permeated Conrad's works as well, even if the naturalistic elements acquired a symbolical value. Travelling into unknown worlds was like going back to the beginning of man's history and getting in touch with the most hidden parts of the self. A similar procedure can be found in T.S. Eliot's works, which deal with man's spiritual quest in search for an explanation of the real and a meaning to existence. In American literature, the journey has become a sort of physiological component. From the origins to the authors of the Beat Generation, the discovery of new and explored spaces instantly recurs. Whitman, Melville, Kerouac were among those who regarded the journey as an existential experience expressed through a symbolical or metaphorical use of naturalistic data. Within the range of contemporary writers who focus on the adventure of travelling in their novels, Bruce Chatwin stands out for his being a citizen of the world. In his books, author and narrator juxtapose, suggesting once more that moving about is a cognitive experience which gives meaning to existing and writing. But are writing and existing really different then?